Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to Lucid Life Vibes. I am Britt, your host and the creator of Lucid Life Vibes. I have coffee and I saved a seat for you. So get cozy and comfy. I'm glad you're here for this podcast. We're going to have a communication. That's right. We're going to be having a conversation, you and I. And then we're going to open the door for this larger conversation because it's time to get social again. But put your phone down. That's right. Put your phone. Well, don't turn this podcast off, but you know what I mean? It's time to opt out of technology and opt into a new normal. It's a new way of life, or maybe it's a returning back. Maybe it's a back to the future moment. So normally I would share any sponsors with you at the beginning or the end of the podcast because I would never interrupt this conversation with a pesky sponsor. However, I want to talk about social media for a minute because if you've listened to this podcast and if this is your first podcast, welcome. I'm glad you're here for it wherever you're listening because the Lucid Life Vibes podcast, well, it's everywhere. It is. It's Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Podverse. I mean, it's on so many different apps and platforms. I can't even remember all the names. I can't name them all. But you never need a subscription to listen to this podcast on RSS. So there's an rss.com/lucidlifevibes where you can listen to all four seasons of the podcast. That's right, four seasons. We've been having these conversations since October of 2022 when social media took an all-time dive into sucking. The word suck. Yeah. Social media sucks. And guess what? It still sucks. Here we are in 2025, the very end of the year. We're in November of 2025 as we're rolling up on this 11/11. And I think we're in this new normal. I have been talking about in past podcasts, social media, censorship, what's been going on with social media, because it has affected the Lucid Life Vibes live streams and everything that I have been creating. However, it inspired me, social media sucking the fun, the joy out of everything. I mean, that word suck, think about it. When you're sucking something, when something's being sucked, you know, is it a half glass, a glass half full or half empty moment? Well, really doesn't matter if it's half full or half empty because are you drinking it or is it being sucked? Do you see what I'm saying? Like there's more going on with the glass with whatever's in this glass, right? So it can feel like it's half empty because it's being drained and sucked. Right? It's so negative. It's draining. It's sucking. It's half empty. But what about one that's half full? Oh, it's got a tasty milkshake in it, right? And you're sucking it through the straw and it's tasty and delicious and you're savoring it. Mmm, yum. I love ice cream. And so, yes, if you hear my cat has joined us for this conversation. And I don't know, maybe you've heard him in past podcasts. He's always with me, the dog and the cat. You know, I'm a lifestyle podcaster. I create lifestyle content, but I really don't fit into that lifestyle category or really any category on social media because I'm sharing thought experiments. I'm inviting you into a conversation. It's an offering. It's an invitation. It's a sending and receiving. It's a communication because that's what life is. It's an in and out. And so if you think about conversations, communications, even technology, right? There's a sending and a receiving. What are you sending? What are you receiving? And there's this tuning in. And so I think it's interesting when you tune into this idea of is the glass, is the cup, is the container half full or half empty? Well, it is a matter of perspective. So is it a negative, draining, sucking experience, or is it a tasty, delicious, right, savoring experience? Is it wanted or unwanted? And so that's really what I talk about. What do you want? What do you not want? And I also talk about we are the gateway. We are the life force creation energy. We are the gateway. We are the highest technology. We are the living light technology. And part of being human, it's that innate instinct, the intuition, which we've been talking about in the podcast this season, season four. I mean, I want to say the first podcast I created, October 2022, was all about vibration and attraction. This in and out, right? This like, and it's interesting because it's all about what you want and you don't want. It's that magnetic heart. We all have a positive and negative, the wanted and unwanted. And I'm not into fake positivity. I'm into having a real conversation. What do you want? What do you not want? Questions are powerful. When we just ask questions, right? We could go outside. And let me tell you, it is magical outside for me right now. I love the breeze and the wind, that like cold front energy. When the wind and the breeze is singing through the fall trees, you know, the leaves are beginning to dry and to fall. And when the breeze, it's like a chime. It's so ASMR. It's so, I love ASMR. It's like a brain massage. Now, I'm not into smacking, right? I'm not into creepy ASMR. No creepy ASMR. But I love relaxation because the theta brainwave state of mind, well, that's where all the magic happens for us. It's in that theta brainwave state of mind. And when we sleep, it's delta brainwave. So in between theta and delta is this magical gamma brainwave state of mind where our brain is firing. It's like we're going places and experiencing things because we are. That's the lucid dreaming. Those are the meditations, the astral travels. Yes, there's astral projection, remote viewing, because not only is intuition part of being human, but so are all the psychic abilities. Now, I understand that a lot of people, they perceive, right, their point of view, their thought, their belief is that we have these spiritual gifts. Some people have them, some people don't. And to feel that your intuition, psychic abilities are a gift, I think that's amazing. Now, I don't use the word spiritual or spirituality because I believe that this separation is the grand illusion. There is no separation. And so for me, there's nothing in life that's spiritual and then not spiritual. You know, for me, it's all matter. It's quanta. Quanta is matter. It's quantum energy. All matter is energy. It's vibration. And there's some things that are wanted for us, the positive, and things that are unwanted, negative. And it's personal to the me, myself, and I human experience. Now, is there a larger collective wanted and unwanted? Absolutely. That's why we have jails and prisons and, right? We're not even going to get into the justice system. That's a whole other podcast. I don't even know if justice would be the word for the justice system. Whew, probably anywhere on planet Earth, but especially in the United States of America, where I currently am. And welcome to everybody from around the world, because I, in fact, have equal listeners, men to women, which I love. I love you both, men and women, and all around the world. It's so fun to look at the demographics of the podcast. It's interesting, even on my YouTube channels, men and women and people from all around the world. And even in my live streams, I get people that stop in from all the places and spaces. So I love that. I love that. We are the people of the world, right? Humans of planet Earth. And I love that we have this ability to connect, right? Across borders, across oceans, we can connect through social media. So is there a positive and negative to social media? Are there pros and cons to social media? Yes, there are pros and cons to everything. And so I think when we talk about the, like, for example, I'm drinking my coffee, right? Coffee, cheers. And just in case you ever want to buy me a cup of coffee, you can certainly do that. Thank you. Cheers. I like organic whole bean coffee, and I just simply grind it and I put it in my coffee press. This is not an ad or a sponsorship, but we're going to talk about sponsors in a minute, because I just want to share this kind of new normal in social media and what's happening, so that you have a perspective, right? A different perspective of what's going on. And so that you can choose how to navigate social media. So my coffee, right? Black coffee. I just use a coffee press. So, like, I think coffee presses are like $15. No coffee machine needed. Coffee presses are so easy to clean as well. So I just have a little coffee bean grinder. I do a dark roast. The darker the roast on a coffee, the less caffeine. Isn't that interesting? Now, I will be honest, there's some coffees that are just zingy. They're just loaded with caffeine. And I'm not into a fully caffeine loaded. So I typically get an organic whole bean dark roast, because the darker roast should be less caffeinated. I love a dark roast. And I drink my coffee black. No sugar, no cream. My husband will put honey or sugar in his coffee, but no thank you. No thank you. I don't consume sugar. I don't. I love honey. Honey is so beneficial and it's so healing. I could talk forever on raw honey. But like, I'll have sugar if I have a donut or a piece of cake or something, but I just don't have sugar within my daily food intake or my drink. And I drink tons and tons of water. So, but I love herbal teas. I just was making moon tea, herbal moon teas. So I love making my own teas as well, hot and cold teas. Anyways, but I'm glad you're here for this, and I hope you're cozy and comfy and you have a drink as well, because I believe that we're in this drinking from the cup when it comes to life right now. And I think this whole analogy of half full, half empty, what is the perspective, is where we are. It's the new normal. It really is the new normal. It's this, is life sucking your cup? Like, you know, the cup of you, fulfillment. You know, you are this giant cup experience, right? The me, myself, and I. Picture yourself as this giant cup, or even just like the cup of your heart, right? That fulfillment. You know, what is your cup full of? Is it half empty because it's being sucked and drained? All the joy, the happiness, See, when healthy and happy is the focus, it's the vibe, right? Healthy and happy. It changes everything. Because then the things that don't bring health and happiness are easy to identify. It's that inner navigational system, right? But we're not all the same. It's not a one size fits all. Life is not a one size fits all. We are not the same. We are all an extension of life force, creation, energy. We're going to have different perspectives. We're going to be creative in different ways. That's what's so beautiful about the human experience. I mean, how boring is the same, right? The dress codes, this is why kids will push back when they're younger, when they're not given the freedom. I mean, that was the 80s growing up. And I feel like we're returning to the 80s. I mean, do you feel that way? Maybe you weren't here in the 80s. The 80s, that's when I was growing up. I was born in the early 70s, right? But really, my adolescence, my childhood was the 80s. You know, I graduated from high school in 92. College, early 90s, mid 90s, right? Grunge music, Pearl Jam. I mean, Pearl Jam came to my college. It was great. That's back when Ticketmaster was charging way too much, which they still do. And everybody was pushing it back against Ticketmaster. And so in the 90s and all these grunge bands, they traveled universities. It was amazing. So Pearl Jam came to my college in the early, or excuse me, was that mid 90s? Yeah, probably by mid 90s. But you know, I had already graduated and was in college by the 90s. So the 80s, that was it for me. I mean, come on, mini skirts, leg warmers, all the neon print, Stranger Things, that show Stranger Things, I think does the best depiction of what it was like in the 80s growing up. So, I mean, it was funny. My husband played for me an old commercial the other day that it says, "It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are?" They played that on TV. Like our parents, they needed a public service announcement. Hey, don't forget, you got kids. Y'all wonder why us Gen Xers are so feral. You know, we're the FOFA, right? No, FAFO. Right? Fuck around and find out. That's us. That's the Gen Xers. We are feral. We are independent. We are livers of life. Like we live life, right? Now, I can't speak for all Gen Xers, right? Yeah. I mean, we all, again, that goes back to the me, myself, and I human experience. I mean, hey, listen, some people had some amazing baby boomer parents, right? Your boomer parents were booming. They were awesome. You know, like, again, it's not all a one size fits all. Not at all. There's the me, myself, and I, because life is choice driven. Everybody makes their own choices. And so in the 80s, oh my goodness, I think also what separates us Gen Xers, and I do see this in some of the Gen Zs, and you know, maybe even the Gen Alphas, 2013 are the Alpha generation. They are different. But we were really the change we wanted to experience in the world. I mean, that's what a lot of Gen Xers, and I believe there's some Gen Zs and Alphas as well that are this. And hey, maybe you're a millennial and you're like, hey, I came to be the change I wanted to see in the world. Yeah, absolutely. But there's something about just the Gen X generation because we were the pushback. You know, we were the pushback. We wanted things to change. We also were the ones that ushered in the technology. You know, Gen Xers are a big part of the technology boom. And it's incredible. It's like we went from no technology to full-on technology. And It's interesting because I've been talking about Y2K recently, the year 2000. I remember 1999, that New Year's Eve, vividly. You know, party like it's 1999. Oh, yeah, we did. It was fun. I'm so thankful that there were not phones and cameras on phones. We had disposable cameras. We had our 35 millimeters. Some of us even had Polaroids still. I love a good Polaroid. They're fun, instant. and you never knew how the pictures were going to turn out, but there were some gems in there. You would be like, oh, look, so-and-so's in there, and they got in there, and you never knew what you were going to get. It was always a surprise. And I think that's what it was, is that, you know, growing up in the 80s, it was a time of, it really felt like freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of, it's interesting because it feels like, that freedom of expression and creativity was something that people recently have been fighting for. But really, I remember back in the 80s that there was peace, there was harmony, there was unity. I mean, the Mr. T roast is hilarious. Saturday Night Live was actually funny in the 80s. Yes, was there negative? Were some people nasty and angry humans and negative? And yes, but that will probably always be, right? There's always the bad apple. There's always the negative. You know, the ones that aren't healthy and happy. And so for me, the 80s felt like you could wear whatever you wanted to wear. You could be whatever you wanted to be. Music, right? Art, fashion, like all of that. There was like breaking out of the box, breaking out of the normal. Like there was no more normal. You could just be whatever you wanted to be. And it's almost as though some humans have forgotten that we experienced that. And maybe because they weren't here to experience it. But it's interesting. It's like, it's as though many recently have like gone back to the past or have forgotten the past. And it's like, we already did that. You know, we already, accomplished so much. And so what I think is happening is this narrative and this pitting people against and acting like things haven't happened in the past. And it creates and divides, right? It creates the division. And so I said earlier, I think that separation is this grand illusion. Yeah, like that's why I don't use the word spiritual and spirituality. What makes something spiritual and not spiritual? I believe life is physical and non-physical. So heaven for me is right here on earth. It's just a different dimension, a different realm. It's physical and non-physical. Some see, some don't see. And we're in a different part of the universe as well. I mean, we have in fact moved to a different location in the universe. It's a different energy. Why are we all seeing 1111? Well, 1111 equals 4, the fourth dimension. And for me, it's freedom of mind, body, and time. That's the fourth dimension, freedom. And so I see that we had so many freedoms, right? And then all of a sudden, people act like we didn't have these freedoms. And so I believe it's just this narrative that's being pushed out through social media. And if you're not tuned into that, you would never even know it's happening. So think about all the people that are on social media 24/7. And then think about people that aren't on social media at all. Now, let's define what social media is, right? Being on technology, using a browser, a search, right? Like DuckDuckGo, Google, Yahoo, whatever, a browser to look things up, or like using AI now. A lot of people will use AI, and most browsers and searches have AI. And now all the social media has AI. I mean, it's crazy. Every single app now has AI. I went into the Canva app to create a thumbnail for YouTube, a picture, and I wanted to make sure I had the dimensions correct. So I used the Canva app on my computer, and I go in and here's AI. I didn't even ask AI to come up with any words. I had my own words. I can think for myself. And it still brought up like three other perfectly spelled, perfect grammar that I could use. And I said to the AI, I didn't even ask you for that. I didn't even prompt you. And I couldn't even make it go away. It was just there and like watching everything I was doing. And judging me. I felt like it was judging me. It was like, oh, well, here are three times. I was like, I didn't even ask you, AI. Step off. Step off. But it's that. It's like, AI, are you questioning? You know, is it making me question? Yeah, like, it's interesting. So back in past podcasts, maybe you listened. I have one, the Lucid Lounge, talking about being on Rumble. Because I've been on every live streaming platform. I've tried, everybody loves the live streams. And part of the live stream is playing music from my Spotify playlist. And I can't play music everywhere. There's copyright. And so the experience of putting on a live stream, hosting a live stream, and being in a live stream, it differs from app to app, platform to platform. And so part of what has been happening with the social media and kind of this new normal is, and again, I discussed this in last podcast, that everything was changing, shifting and changing, and there was going to be new. I mean, we've all been anticipating what was going to happen with TikTok, right? Well, TikTok's here to stay, and apparently they have these three new partners, but it hasn't changed. Hasn't changed. Nothing's changed. And everybody talks about how bad it is. And that's what's interesting is that all of these in-person conversation. Yes, I said in-person. I've had so many in-person conversations. I mean, I had a 30-minute unexpected spontaneous chat with a new neighbor three houses down yesterday. And we discussed a lot in 30 minutes. We got to know each other in 30 minutes. It was amazing. And it reminds me of what life was like before social media. And it was more of a mystery. It was intriguing to get to know people, because when you meet people in person and you have an in-person conversation, you allow the conversation to go where it's going to go based on the sending and receiving, the communication that's happening. Now, our intuition, our psychic abilities are in play, our inner navigational system. So, you know, we have the ability to communicate without using words. I mean, telepathy is the highest form of communication, but most people think telepathy is reading people's minds. Now, you can read their energy for sure. That's what I do. Absolutely. I do energy readings for people, personal energy readings, but we can all read the people that we're standing by. Like when you're in person with somebody, you can pick up on everything. The pheromones. I mean, we smell each other. There's so the body language. There's so much happening when you're in person with other people that doesn't apply online, when you're online. Now, for me, I do personal energy readings live stream, but also in videos. And I have the ability to tune into people specifically. But that's how I tune into the ether, the quantum energy, other people's higher selves. I'm not channeling through my personal experience. And I never, you know, it's never about reading cards. This coffee is delicious. Absolutely delicious. When you're having an in-person conversation, right, you can stop, just like me stopping to take a drink of my coffee. I can stop right now and clear my throat. right? This is a perfectly normal thing to do when you're in person with somebody. Now, what we're really used to is online, social media, right? Me taking a drink of coffee, me pausing, me clearing my throat with a cough that can be edited out, taken out. So when you're watching an interview with somebody, a podcast that's edited, they're taking out so much information and context. And you can manipulate with an edit as well. Absolutely. So when you're editing something, you're able to show what you want other people to see. But when it's live, right, or it's unedited, so I don't edit. I do edit like short videos, TikToks, things like that. And I do edit some of my full-length energy healing videos. But that's when I'm layering the ASMR sounds or adding frequency, right, to a meditation. So that's when I'm getting into like audio visual and want it to be a high quality. However, I do have many energy healing videos and ASMR that I do not edit. Because for me, it's a channeling. I sit down and I open as an open channel for whatever it is that I'm tapping into. So I tap into life force creation energy. So whether it's a healing, whatever it is, and I allow myself to be the open channel, being the living light technology that I am, where I harness all of that and then send it out. And so for me, it's not about making a perfect video or right now a perfect podcast. I'm having a conversation with you. I don't script anything and I don't edit the podcast. Even when I'm talking about a sponsor, I don't edit that at the beginning. That's me. Raw, unedited, authentic. And that's what I feel like is needed right now. Is being real and raw and honest. So I'm not a lifestyle creator in the fact that I will show you my personal life every day, my routine, right? My schedule, my animals, my family, I am a lifestyle content creator and podcaster in that I'm asking questions. I'm having conversations, thought experiments. You know, how often do we say, oh, we didn't learn that in school. They didn't teach that in school. My son just the other day, my son has been leveling up in life. It's been amazing, setting himself up. But we were different kind of parents. We are different parents. We really wanted to provide the foundation for our son. You know, he has to live his life. However, we've created the place and space for him to build and create what he wants and not have to be in survival mode and doing certain things by certain times and certain age. And so he's been given the foundation and the place and space to explore and to grow and to expand and to know what he wants and to build really incredible credit and foundation for himself and his future. For my husband and I, you know, I started out in debt very young. I mean, college, I remember going to college and like all the credit card companies and they're giving away free this, free that, free, you know, and I'm paying for my school and I'm like, whoa, free is good, right? And so we wanted to be different parents for our son and teach him all those life things that we need to know that aren't taught, right? Because school is just training up a workforce. It's not about actually living life. And as parents, we wanted to guide our son into creating and building his best life. And so he said to me, when he was doing like insurance claims and, you know, like all this adulting, he says, it's so much adulting. adults really do a lot in the paperwork. And I'm like, yeah, well, we have technology now. Before it was like a packet of paper, you snail mailed everything. Now it's so easy with technology. It's so much faster. But he said, you know, they should make all of this courses in school. Like everybody should know how to interact with insurance companies, how to interact with, you know, buying cars and buying homes and like just all the normal things of life. Setting yourself up for success. And he was like, they don't even teach that. Like they don't. And that's, I agree. If we don't learn, if we don't teach ourselves, how will we know? I've been talking about how everything's shifting and changing, not just social media, but there's a new normal for a lot of things. And some things are still shifting and changing, like money and currency. It's time to learn about money. It's time to understand Bitcoin. It's time to understand things like XRP, cross-border payment systems. It's time to understand the digital currency, the cryptocurrency, you know, the crazy coins, so that you're not scammed and you do know what's happening with gold, silver, copper. We have to self-educate. We have to opt in to what we want to learn, but we have to go out and learn it for ourselves. It's kind of like when I was growing up in the 80s, we had to get up off of where we were sitting and actually change the channel. There weren't remote controls. The cordless phone, that was amazing. In college, all of us would be sitting in the hallway of our dorm room because we had cordless phones. But you couldn't get too far away from the home base of your phone. But like just call waiting and cordless phones and caller ID. Oh my, caller ID happened in college for me. That was brilliant. When you know who's calling, oh my goodness. Can you imagine? That's what it was. You never knew who was calling. Also, there was no call waiting for a little bit. Like if you were on the phone, if somebody was calling, they would get a busy signal. There was no texting. Right? There's no, you had to actually talk to people, phone conversations, or people just show up at your door, knock, knock. Oh yeah, that was a thing. People just would show up at your door or they would call you. And so now that is not normal, right? Usually get a text. Usually no. People don't just come knocking or calling. It's funny how many people will not have a phone conversation. Like people that are like, no, can we just text about it? They don't even have a phone conversation. For me, I'm like, it would be easier if I could just say this to you than have to text it, right? And then deal with autocorrect that is never correct, changing my words on me, making me look like a fool. Yeah. See, that was the thing. When you would have phone conversations or in person, they'd show up at the door. You had the body language. You could smell people out. You knew you had more information face to face or even on the phone than you were with texting. Because people can say whatever they want on text, right? Send some emojis. Some people just talk in emojis. How do you know if it's real? How do you know? And then how many people get offended, right? By like a comment on social media because they take it way out of context. They've just taken it in a whole different perspective. And so when you're face to face with somebody, also going back to what I was talking about with one of my neighbors a few houses down, having a conversation with her the other day, and her name was very synchronistic. It was incredible. It was fun. We got to know each other. But here's the thing. When you meet people in person, it's not like social media where they're ranting about politics, right? Or giving their radical ideas over something. That's something on social media. You know, I'm for this, against that. Like, you know, you sign up for all the things that you believe in and you post it everywhere. Especially with politics. And you know, what's interesting is growing up in the 80s, like politics weren't really a thing. I mean, I knew about it, but it wasn't a big thing in high school and college. people weren't arguing over politics and presidents, and none of that was happening because we were controlling the conversations in person. Were there newspapers? Yeah. Were there magazines? Yeah. Was there the news? Yeah. And even, you know, there was cable, right? When cable 24-hour news came out. But most of us weren't watching it. I mean, I didn't even have cable in my house. I still don't have cable in my house. I mean, we have Wi-Fi, but we don't do all that. Not at all. And so, you know, you could always tell before in the 80s and 90s who watched the news and who didn't, like who was tuned in to what, because their in-person conversations were based on that. And so we would, you know, get together with family for the holidays, and that's where you would hear wah, 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 wah. But we would opt out of those conversations. It was like, oh yeah, Uncle Bob's over there talking about blah, 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 right? Aunt whoever's over there, blah, blah, blah. And you just like opt out of their conversation, or you tune them out. Selective hearing. It's a beautiful gift. Right? And now it's like you get online and you just want to unfollow all these people that you know because they're so radical and extreme online on social media. And that is where we are. The algorithms push all the breaking news, all the politics, all of the radical left and right and whatever. It's radical. And so anything for me, I feel like is normal everyday life and lifestyle, you don't see it. Like, where are the recipes? Right? Where are the how-tos? You know, creating this, creating that. That's the stuff I always want to see. You know, how to forage my own salad, how to grow this and that, how to make this and that. And really what's pushed is just the same stuff over and over and over again. And so I have known that everything is shifting and changing, especially with social media. But I really thought AI at the beginning of this year was going to assist in making social media better, because I thought AI would report how terrible it is and how people are talking about how terrible it is. I mean, I started canceling all of my social media subscriptions. I am not going to pay for bad algorithms and for AI like this. So I canceled my X, Blue Check X, canceled that. I canceled my YouTube Premium, my Rumble Premium, all of it. And you know, as a content creator, I have no problem with paying social media at all to boost the algorithms, to pay to be there as a content creator. I have no problem with that. Now, just to be a viewer, to be there, certainly it should be free. But if you're a content creator, I have no problem with paying that to be seen and boosted. But I'm not going to pay for bad algorithms. That's ridiculous. And so I started canceling because I saw that things were just getting worse. And here we are towards the end of the year. And I believe now social media has been replaced by AI. It's all AI driven, meaning the social media companies have probably laid off or gotten rid of most of their human staff, and most of it's going to be run via AI and algorithms. You know, if you have a problem as a content creator on social media, there's nobody to call. You know, if you have a problem, you just get banned. You get shadow banned. They completely shut down your account, your everything you've created. And there's nobody to call. There's nothing that can be done. And that happens overnight. I mean, the amount of people that have been really successful and then overnight have just been banned. And so the first banning happened in 2020. And then in 2022, that's when everything really changed. So a lot of people that were live streaming, no longer live streaming. TikTok was so good 2020, 2021, but then July of 2022, they changed their algorithm, and just overnight, you didn't see live streams anymore. I mean, I would get 10,000 people in my live streams and it became 500 people. 10,000 to 500. That's incredible. I mean, I would have hundreds of people on my live stream at once. And I would live stream for 6-8 hours. And overnight that changed. And so what I've seen is that they are throttling the live streamers. And of course they want you to pay. But what it is they don't want to give the broadband. They don't want to give the network and the connection because it's expensive for social media to support live streaming. So your gaming live streaming like Twitch and Kick, right? Those are mainly gamers. And I've tried all those. Absolutely. And what happened was the chat was so toxic because the gamers will come in and they'll troll. They're just trying to be funny, but they want those platforms for gamers. And so gamers are known for being toxic. I mean, we love gaming in our house, but the gamer community online can be really toxic. And it was toxic for my audience to be there. So even though I was having success and growing, it wasn't a positive experience for the chat with constant trolling and toxic comments. You know, people just trying to be funny. They're like, you know, the little brother just picking on everybody. And that's where we are as well, is, you know, it's even beyond trolls. You have, it ruins the experience for people. It really does. But the bots, the fake accounts. Now, I mainly see the fake accounts on X and TikTok, but they're also on YouTube and Instagram and everywhere else. The amount of fake accounts of me on TikTok, of people trying to scam people and spam them, is unbelievable. Again, nothing I can do about it. So what I see is AI has dumbed down social media to where social media is not about being human at all. I question most everything I see now. I had a friend over this past weekend and he was supposed to stop by for just a little bit. He was here for like 4 hours. It was the most amazing conversation, kind of like with my neighbor down the street. Because when you're in person with somebody and you're just having a conversation, you go from topic to topic. It's spontaneous in the moment. And when you just allow yourself to spend time with that person and there's no agenda, right? There's no, you're just having a conversation. You're getting to know each other. You're allowing it to go where it's going to go. It can unfold in such a magical way of getting to know someone. And it's interesting because a lot of the things that we see on social media that are so like polarizing and so radical, it pits people against each other. It creates a divide because they're tapping into people's hotspots, right? And they're creating emotion and it's dividing and it challenges people's beliefs. And so when you just allow people to be who they are and have an open-minded conversation where there's no judgment, you just get to be you. No judgment. You just allow people to express what they want to express, giving yourself and them the freedom. Now, here's the thing. Some of us will not match vibration. I've had some neighbors walk across the street and it's short. It's short and it's not so sweet sometimes. But other conversations are super sweet. Like I had with this new neighbor and my friend that came over. It was amazing. And the thing is that when social media isn't involved, right, the narratives aren't involved, you have different kinds of conversations. You're not talking about what they constantly want to talk about and pitting people against each other. And so what I have found is these in-person conversations either show you the other person is not a match for you really quick, so you can just move on and say, hey, have a great day. Bye, neighbor, right? Moving on. Or you stop and you feast on that tasty conversation You're like, ooh, I like this. Let's have more of this, right? So my 4-hour conversation with my friend, I've known him for a very long time. And we've had conversations on and off over the years. But this conversation was amazing because we actually talked about social media. He was like, social media sucks. My son keeps saying that. He's like, it's horrible. I don't know of anybody that's loving social media right now. And so we talked about some things and it immediately brought up the divide. It immediately brought up politics. It immediately brought up, and it just didn't feel good. It was like, ugh, right? And we both were like, ugh. And we just both agreed that it was all gross and it was all an illusion. And we had to move on from that conversation. And so we ended up talking about the podcast, this podcast. We started talking about how we are the gateway and our intuition, our psychic abilities. And then it led to telepathy. And then we talked about the Telepathy Tapes podcast. And then we talked about autism and nonverbal humans and this amazing ability that we all have as humans to communicate at a higher level. And the next day, I get a text from him that says, hey, were you telepathically communicating with me last night and again today? And I said, yes, I was. You received it. He said, actually, I didn't receive any words. I don't know what you sent. But specifically the night before and then that morning, he was driving his car and he had a thought that, ooh, Britt is communicating with me. And I was both times. It was incredible. And so I just let him know what I was sending. And it was just a heartfelt, I hope everything is amazing for you this week. Like everything's working out for you. And kind of cheering him on and wanting to just boost him and what he's manifesting and creating for himself. And so I just sent that heartfelt, but he got it. He got both of them. And that's amazing. And so he said, you know, at first I thought, oh, like he doubted himself, right? Like, oh, I'm just thinking this, right? Like, oh, I'm just thinking this up. Like she's not really communicating with me, and had a moment of doubt. And it quickly was overcome with, wait, what if she really is communicating with me? Right? And so I think we're at a really pivotal time right now of the truth over beliefs. Does your truth challenge your beliefs? The soul loves the truth. We all have our own personal truth. The me, myself, and I, who you are, where you are, what life is, like your personal truth. And I believe as humans, we're at a point of, does your truth challenge your beliefs? And I think that a lot of people, they have these belief systems that they wear like a cloak, a coat, a hat, right? Maybe it's the armor. And when you allow yourself to get naked, that's right, strip down to your birthday suit just for you, what is your truth? What is your truth? Stripping it back for you. You know for you. That's where the balance comes from. It's in your knowing. And I believe we've been talking about this idea of a great awakening. What is that? Waking up to there being more to you, more to life. That's how I would define it, because I would never define the truth of life for anyone. There's a personal truth. You know, when we get into defining the truth of everything for everybody, that is so cult. That's cult culture. That's the culty chat. It's this way. Believe this, not that. Eat this, not that. Wear this, not that, right? Where's the freedom? Where's the creativity? It's not a one size fits all. What is one size fit all? That we're life force creation energy. We are all life force creation energy. Now, how we spend that energy, right? Life is a choice. It's choice driven. And so I think we're at a point where there are belief systems, and there's a buying into this and that, this way or that way. And really, it's a matter of simplifying, stripping it all down to your truth. Your truth. And that requires an opting out instead of a buying into. The cult culture is like buying into it. Where the freedom is a matter of opting out. So I think we're in a place and space where we opt in and out. It's like getting up off of the couch and turning the channel. It's, you know, in the car, which probably most people don't experience this anymore. You're turning the dial on the AM and FM radio to find a station, right? It's a tuning in. It's like tuning the instrument. It's like listening to music. There's this attunement, alignment with your truth, with who you are, your clarity, your intelligence, your knowing. And everything comes within. Everything you're seeking is seeking you. You're the living light technology. Your DNA, your mitochondria DNA is pure energy. It's light. You're pure energy. You're light. Biologically, your heart is a magnet, biologically. And so when you tune into your thoughts, your truth, do your thoughts match your truth? You know, love is simply the overflow from what's happening in the heart, right? So people that have to add words to the word love, it's not even love anymore. Like, why do people talk about, oh, unconditional love? Well, love is unconditional. So if love is conditional, it's not love, right? If you have to add the word tough to love, it's not love. Love is not tough. Love is easy. It's an overflow from the heart. But the thing is, a lot of people just don't love themselves. They don't allow themselves to love. Why? Because there's separation. Why? Because there's judgment. I believe all the judgment is self-judgment. I believe all the love comes from self-love. If you love yourself and you don't judge yourself, then the love that overflows from you is non-judgmental. There's no judgment. You are you, I am me. And you can be open-minded, open-hearted, and have a conversation. Now, what happens when that conversation isn't your vibration? What happens when the conversation for you is low vibrational? It's toxic. It's negative. It's sucking. It's draining, right? You have to opt out of that. And that's okay to say, this isn't my vibe. This isn't a conversation I want to have, right? Again, we talked about the aunts and uncles at the holidays, right? Opting in and out, or just like tuning it out because it's not for you. Same thing goes with social media. Opt out. But then that requires you to opt into what you do want, right? So yes, get up, change the channel, but then you have to pick what you're going to opt into. What do you want to opt into? What do you want to tune into? Then it becomes, you see, choice driven. And so what I'm seeing with social media is they are not going to serve you what you want. It's just like those holidays with the family you don't want to be around, right? Like, you know, those of you that like tolerate, I opted out of those a long time ago for me. It changed my life. Oh, it was so amazing. It was so freeing. I love the holidays now. Like for me, I love the whole Halloween through New Year's. Like, I just embrace, for me, I say holiday because it's Halloween through New Year's. You know, you got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving. My birthday's in the mix there. Christmas, New Year's. So for me, you know, it's this October through January kind of holiday celebration every year. I love it. The season changes, the new year changes. It's just, it's wonderful. And so I just kind of embrace it all as the holiday season, and I'm just in it and I just enjoy it. And that's the season I'm in right now. I'm between Halloween and Thanksgiving, and I just soak it up. I allow my senses to just tune in and tap into, you know, everything that's tasty and delicious and the aromas, right? The sights, the sounds. I talked about the wind through the trees. And so I want to invite you to get outside every morning before 10 a.m. And hey, if you're now in the cold season, whenever the sun is up for you, and spend 5 minutes in the sun, as much skin as you can get in the sun for 1 week. And then the second week, 10 minutes, and the third week, 15. And if you want to go 4 weeks at 20 minutes, even better. And so I want to invite you to get out into the sun. You know, barefoot on the earth is amazing. The grass, grasses are one of the most abundant plant life on earth. And the oxygen that grass puts off is truly amazing. It's not just the trees, the grasses do it as well. So just getting barefoot on the earth and breathing in your nose, exhaling out your mouth, but soaking up that healing life force energy that comes from the sun. The sun is incredibly healing. Light, water, and magnetism. And a lot of the crystals have magnetism in them as well in the earth. And so I want you to get out, breathe the air. Connect with nature. You are the consciousness of nature, and you can shift your vibration, your mindset when you're outside, when you're in the sun and you're soaking it up. And so I want to invite you again, even if it's cold outside, even if you're in the winter season, when you have the opportunity that the sun is shining, go outside and soak it up. And so I am a redhead, and you know, you could probably call me fair skinned. I say I'm translucent. And so I would be like the perfect person to burn in the sun, and I don't get sunburns. And it's so incredible. I'm so glad that one of my healing doctors shared this with me. And Dr. Jack Cruz, I'm a big fan. He's a brain surgeon, and he talks about how if he could perform brain surgery out under the sun, he would, because it's so healing. And the red light is just a cheap version of the sun. So if you want true healing, it's free. Get out in the sun. But if you feel like that you might burn or you're sensitive to the sun, that's why I say get out before 10 o'clock in the morning into that morning sun. The sunrise is the most beneficial time of the day for you. So I want to invite you, no sunglasses, no glasses. And I'm not asking you to look at the sun at all. Not at all. Sun gazing is a thing on the horizon, sunrise and sunset. But all I'm saying is, if you would get out in the sun for 5 minutes a day for week one, then 10 minutes a day for week two, 15 minutes a day for week three, and you don't even have to go to 20 minutes a day if you don't want, you can just sit at 15 minutes. You will not burn. Now, if you are outside, especially in the summer, for extended hours, then absolutely wear a hat, a shirt, use a really great all natural coconut oil, sunscreen. Make sure it's all natural and it's good for you, because a lot of the sunscreens are not good and highly toxic and not good for the skin. So when you're out in the sun and your body is used to it, you will no longer get sunburns. You won't burn like that. So again, I'm redheaded, I'm fair skinned, translucent. And I soak up the sun all the time. If there's any like pain that you're having on your body, I invite you to get out into the sun and see what happens with that. I mean, when I was born jaundiced. I was orange. And so It was, hey, get her in the sun 15 minutes a day. The sun healed it. And the sun, I believe, heals all. The sun is truly healing. And so no fear of the sun. And I don't know, like, if you've been hearing all the sun fear and the flares from the sun, right, from people, it's everywhere. That's one of those radical things that social media wants to push. You guys see all the clickbait thumbnails, right? I mean, there's a geophysicist that I absolutely loved. I shared about him when I was talking about 3i Atlas, the supermoon, recently. And his videos recently have all been clickbait. It's crazy. But he's trying to hit the million followers or subscribers. And so I'm seeing where on social media, with the smallest things, it's got to be so clickbait for it to be seen. It's just crazy. And what I'm noticing is the amount of thumbnails and titles that are the opposite of what the video is actually about, because they're just trying to get you to click on it. And mainly, they're trying to get the algorithms to pick it up, is what's happening. So, you know, the radical, the polarizing, the shock and awe, that is what's happening on social media. And so it's really incredible. I have embraced, obviously, doing podcasts. I love the podcast, but I also love Patreon, because I see that podcasting and Patreon is an opt-in. You opt in to listen to this podcast. You opt in over on Patreon. And Patreon, there's a free to follow and an 1111 membership. The 1111 membership is for all the bonus content and these podcasts that are ad-free. And so some people have been on Patreon since October of 2022, which is incredible. I mean, there's people that have been in my live streams now for almost 4 years. And so because social media is shifting and changing, you know, the censorship that we all went through in 2022, which directly came from the United States of America White House, censoring all the way down to the individual, it happened. It destroyed so many social media accounts. So for me, you know, with meditations and relaxation and healing, it's crazy that I would be censored, but I was shadow banned, banned so many times, YouTube and TikTok mainly. And I've been everywhere to live stream. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to live stream, because there's just not the opportunity. They've completely shut that part down. I mean, is there live streaming? Yes, but good luck actually getting a connection and getting viewers. Like, good luck. And the main part is that everything is so skewed. I talked about this in another podcast of, there's actually a Netflix documentary called Bad Influence or Bad Influencers. It's really amazing. And I learned a lot more from the producer of that documentary recently about what's really happening with social media and the algorithms around AI. A lot of people have been really diving into social media and what's happening, and the news and what they're reporting is not good for us. It's just not. I think maybe apps like Facebook and Clapper, where people share personal information and have personal connections, you can still have a personal experience on those apps if you're there. I'm not on Facebook. Facebook is just one of my least favorite. It's super toxic, but I get why people are there. And I think you can still have a personal experience on Clapper, but Clapper is crapper. The technology is terrible. It's just always a problem with technology. But, you know, as far as the social media that actually have the funding for technology, they're just using the AI to push these polarizing and radical topics. And it's mainly political is what it is. And so calm videos, healing videos, meditation videos, definitely not something the algorithms are sharing and pushing. And so for me, you know, podcast platforms, that's where I'm uncensored. You know, my podcasts are way too spicy for YouTube. Like, YouTube's like, oh, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about that. And TikTok's even worse because TikTok is communist. So you would not believe the things that TikTok will ban you and shadow ban you and just shut you down for. It's crazy. Like, certain key words, you say it, you're done. I mean, I got banned on TikTok for nudity because I was talking about Patreon. It was crazy. People were there for it. I didn't even have my face on that live stream. I wasn't even in the live stream. And I was talking about Patreon and what Patreon is. And I got banned instantly during my live on TikTok. And so I've uninstalled TikTok. I'm not going back as Lucid Life Vibes because there's too many fake accounts. And it's just complete trash and garbage. The TikTok brain is absolutely a thing because you're just scanning and scrolling, waiting for something to come into your FYP or into your awareness. And they're going to just keep showing you what they want to show you, not what you want to see. And so really, TikTok should be called tea, spill the tea. It's just gossip is what it is. And most of the things on TikTok are just not true. And the AI is incredible. And so, and a lot of selling you stuff, right? And that's the thing. I was going to talk about the sponsors. Why have I been sharing sponsors? Because I am on a new pathway. I can no longer depend on social media to support anything I do because it's not going to support anything I do. And that's okay because I have sponsors that want to support me. And so I'm choosing a different pathway now that I see the direction that social media is going within. I'm making my moves. And so I had hoped that the AI was going to report back that everybody hates social media. It sucks. Let's make it good again. And it's doing the opposite. And so now you really have to go to the creators, the channels that you want to see. Like, you're going to have to get up off the couch and turn the channel. Seriously. When you go into social media, you're going to have to click directly on the people, the content that you want to see. Your For You feed and all that, they're not going to serve you what you want. And they're going to keep showing you the same thing over and over and over again. They're just pushing, pushing, pushing. And so you're going to have to opt in. And that's what I love about the podcast and Patreon is that you go in and you opt in to listen to the podcast. I have 4 seasons of podcasts with meditations, and I've been adding some ASMR because people are loving the ASMR on the podcast platform. So I do have some videos that go with the ASMR here, and some of the videos are on my Lucid Life Vibes YouTube channel, but unfortunately, that channel has been caught up with the censorship algorithms on YouTube. So I am now on a new pathway, illuminated pathways. There are new YouTube algorithms, and so it's calling for a new channel. This is my 3rd new YouTube channel. And it's crazy. It's crazy that YouTube has silenced meditation, relaxation, and energy healing and positive energy, high vibes. But it's true. And so I am now co-creating and collaborating with Rhonda. And she has her own podcast called Rhonda Here. And so she is new to podcasting. And if you are interested in podcasting, I have a podcast about podcasting. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, there should be a search within the Lucid Life Vibes podcast where you can search topically through all 4 seasons. If not, you can just easily scroll. And there's a podcast about podcasting if you're interested in starting your own podcast. I have found that the podcast platforms are different than the social media, and you do have to be consistent with the podcasting, but I'm loving it. And it goes hand in hand with Patreon. Patreon is an app for creators and podcasters and YouTubers where you don't miss anything. So Patreon is an opt-in. They don't serve you. There's no feed where they're serving you other people's content. Patreon is just an opt-in app. So you're going to opt in to follow your favorite YouTubers, your favorite podcasters. And what's cool about Patreon is that you don't miss anything. There's a timeline of everything there, and there's a collections tab with everything. So it's easy to find things on Patreon. And Patreon, for me, it's not about getting somebody on another app. It's not about you guys getting into the membership. It really is a place where I know if you follow me on Patreon, you're going to get that information. And so I have a lot, like I follow Dr. Jack Cruz on Patreon, where I see all of his newest articles. I see everything he's talking about directly from him. And I'm not getting all this other stuff that I don't want to see. And so Patreon is this opt-in platform that you're just following the people that you want to hear from. And a lot of us have a membership where if you want more content, you want more information, you can get it directly from us, and it's ad-free. And the reason is that we have to self-support. The social media is not supporting. If you don't have at least 100,000 followers or subscribers, then you don't even exist to social media and their algorithms. I mean, that's just the way that it is. So most of us are not monetized. We're not supported through social media. And so that's why I have allowed the new sponsors to support me, which has been incredible. Oh my goodness. I use RSS for podcasting. I love RSS. They're my podcast agent. I put it on RSS and they share it everywhere. And through RSS, there is sponsorship. And so it's a relationship that I have been building where I get to go in and handpick the sponsors that I love, and they all offer a coupon for you to shop. And so the whole idea of sponsorship is people that would normally run ads or pay money directly to social media or, you know, the TV networks or cable networks. And instead of them spending their money with all the big guys, what they're doing is they're coming to us, the little guys, right? The unknown. They're coming to all of us that are creating amazing original content. And what they're doing is directly supporting us when you guys purchase through the coupon code. So I love this idea of my Good Vibes coupon code saves you tons of money from the very, very best. I handpick all of them. It's all things that I love. And you're going to get a coupon. And when you shop, they support the podcast. And so for me, it feels like an energy exchange, right? And the thing is that these aren't ads, meaning, you know, if you heard an ad at the beginning or the end of this podcast or, you know, anything I've created, that is from RSS. That is from, you know, YouTube. That is from whatever social media app or platform that it's playing on. Those are their advertisers. Now, do I get a small percentage? Yes, a very, very, like pennies. Would it buy me a cup of coffee? No, not at all. Not at all. But my sponsors, oh yeah, I can get a cup of coffee, a bag of coffee, and more. And you know what's great is I use all the same coupon codes as well. So for example, Cozy Earth, you guys are loving. I could not believe when Cozy Earth came to me and offered me a sponsorship. I was like, what? I love Cozy Earth. What? It's all like bamboo, amazing soft, like sacred sheets, the best towels, and oh my PJs. Yes, bamboo, soft, amazing. Talk about high vibrational clothing. Oh, I love Cozy Earth. And so I'm going to be putting in a giant Christmas order here this next week because they're giving us 41% off. So when you go to CozyEarth.com and you fill your shopping cart with everything that you want, and for everybody on your list, you'll enter Good Vibes, GOODVIBES, as the code, and you'll get 41% off. And then what happens is they send me a message and they go, woohoo, somebody put in a big old order. And that means we're supporting the podcast. And so for me, these sponsors have been a huge support. It's changed everything for me. And I have now been co-creating this new YouTube channel with Rhonda. And Rhonda doesn't just have a podcast, Rhonda here, that you can listen to. She also has RS Jewelry Lapidary, a crystal shop. So she has an Etsy shop. She's also on Whatnot. But she creates the most incredible handcrafted crystal jewelry, crystal pendants. It's amazing. Earrings, rings, pendants, also so many crystals, raw crystals of every kind. Rhonda is like myself, and she loves to travel Earth and mine crystals. So last week she was, in some river somewhere, and she was collecting agate crystals. So Rhonda's always out and about somewhere. And one of her podcasts, she shares about the Alabama gold mine. So she's a gold miner as well. And so I think Rhonda is just the absolute perfect match to co-create a new YouTube channel with. And so what we've decided to do is to tap into the new algorithms on YouTube and to collaborate and co-create so that there's more energy flowing and that we don't have to do it on our own. Because social media, yeah, it's been a hot mess. And so we don't want to give up. We don't want to stop. And so what we're doing is creating together. It's been magical. The synergy and energy between Rhonda and I is just so innate and natural. She's an Aries sun, a Taurus moon, and a Taurus north node. I am a Sagittarius sun, Aries moon, and a Sagittarius north node. And so we absolutely have all that fire energy, and I appreciate the Taurus in her. I love Taurus. I love Taurus. It's so consistent and stable. Taurus is the tree of life, always growing. And so I appreciate her, and it's been really amazing. We have created illuminated pathways on YouTube. And if TikTok makes some moves, we will be over there as well. Not sure if and when that will happen. So if you go to YouTube, you can search at illuminated pathways 1111. It will take you there, and you'll see the doorways, the illuminated doorways, as our profile picture. I have full length energy healing, and then Rhonda and I have been co-creating shorts and posts for you over there. It's been amazing. Lucid Life Vibes isn't going anywhere. I'm going to keep that YouTube channel, but it's time for new moves, new pathways forward. And I'm also excited to announce that we will be doing in-person retreats in the future. We're not sure exactly when that's going to begin, but it will be called Illuminated Retreats to go with the Illuminated Pathways. And so, yes, in-person retreats is something that we're also co-creating, and I'm really excited about that. So I hope that you join Rhonda and I over on YouTube. We are also going to be podcasting together. We're going to be talking about crystals, mining crystals, everything vibrational and energy, intuition, psychic abilities. So make sure that you check out Rhonda here. She's on Spotify, all the podcast apps as well. And maybe this is a message or a sign for you, right? To really use the power of choice, opting in, opting out. But it's really the time to create new pathways forward as well. We are the change that we want to see in the world. And so I'm going to keep creating the lifestyle content that I create. I'm going to keep podcasting, and I'm going to keep going because I know how much it's needed, because I see that people are thirsting, they're hungering for these conversations. It's time to talk about something different. And I believe that it's time to communicate in a different way. And there's this like leveling up, this rising up into this higher form of communication. And I know the highest form is telepathy. And I'm excited to talk about it because when you can really tune out of the narratives and the collective energy and just the chatter and the heaviness, you know, that life sucking, the draining of the cup, then you can begin to fill your cup with what is wanted. And you can really tune into all the guidance for you. The messages are everywhere. And when you just simply open, it's amazing how much begins to flow to you because it's ascending and receiving, right? So like praying is asking, meditating, receiving. So like I was talking about with my friend, I was sending him a message. He was receiving the message. So you can be in sending or receiving mode. And a lot of us are good at the doing, the action, but not so much the receiving. And so I want to invite you to receive that life force healing energy from the sun, right? I want to invite you to open to receiving the guidance, the messages that are everywhere for you, out in nature, in the sky, in the clouds, but also in your own headspace, right? What is your voice? What do you sound like in your head? That's the perfect place to start, right? Like when you can hear your voice in your own head, just like you can talk out loud, you can also talk in your own headspace. What is your voice? What's the other, right? What's the noise? And so there is so much power in opting out of the static and the noise. And that gets us back to that theta brainwave state that I talked about at the beginning. You see, when you chill, when you relax, the ASMR, right, the healing videos that I do, just breathing in your nose, out your mouth, going out into the sun, maybe under the stars. Before you go to bed, when you just get in relaxation mode, right, you tuck yourself into bed because you're the child. You're the parent and the child. Getting cozy and comfy? Because I want to invite you into theta brainwave state of mind. I want you to relax about it because it's all that overthinking, overcomplication. And it's that fight or flight stress mode, right? So if you could calm the parasympathetic nervous system by breathing and relaxing, and maybe that's walking, right? Maybe a walk makes you feel better. Just being in nature makes you feel better. Maybe it's singing, dancing. Movement is amazing. Meditation plus movement. I mean, I receive so much when I'm moving, when I'm cleaning dishes, when I'm out in my yard, in my garden, when I'm hiking. So movement is amazing. Being able to move out, right? Move it out. So you can purge it out, move it out, breathe it out, exhale it out, let it go. So you create space to open to the new. So movement is amazing, but so is relaxing and allowing yourself to relax so that you can enter into that meditative state of mind. You know, I never recommend that you just try to quiet your mind because you're going to have thoughts. When you allow the thoughts to move in and out with your breath, right? Then they just seem to disappear. It's getting caught up on the thoughts, the overthinking, the complication. So it's simplify. Keep it simple. Kiss yourself and keep it simple. When you're not making fear-based decisions, the outcome is different. And so if you want things to be different, you have to be different. We can create new habits in 30 to 40 days. So what happens when you look at the next 30 days, the next 4 weeks, and every day you make it a priority to get out in the sun, to get outside and breathe, to opt out of the overthinking, the overcomplication, right? Focusing in on your thoughts. Everything starts with a thought. That's right. Everything that has been created and manifested has thought started with a thought. So your thoughts are the perfect place to start. However, there's an in and out movement. There's a choice. What are you opting into? What are you opting out of? The same goes for retreat. What are you retreating into? What are you retreating out of? And when it comes to life, being in person is best. You can trust yourself. You can trust your gut when you're tuned in and tapped in to you. And so when you're in person with somebody, you can pick up on all the signals. You can pick up on the body language. You can sniff them out. You know for yourself. But then you have to trust that guidance from within you. And so I think there's never been a better time than now to go back. To go back to in person. To absolutely allow technology to a point. Right? But all that blue light on the technology, it's not healthy. It's not positive. And so there's going to be times to opt into the technology, right? And then opt out. And the same thing goes with what you're viewing on social media and not getting so caught up in the For You feed and what they're trying to serve up to you. Instead, you're seeking what you want. You want to learn. You want to know. So you're not doing this TikTok brain of just doom scrolling, right? Yeah. I think it's just really time to be a conscious creator. But, you know, this goes back to creative intelligence. We're still in the year of the wood snake. Next year is going to be the horse, which just wait until you hear my story, my psychic story about the horse. The horse has been coming through all year. And so I'm not surprised next year is the year of the horse. I'm excited to share these stories with you. But we're in this wood snake, and that is creative intelligence. There is shedding, right? And there is a focus on the home, the environment with the snake. However, there's creative intelligence. And so we're at a point now where I feel there's a new normal. And I do believe communication, the sending and receiving, opting in and out, being this mindful, conscious creator. What are you allowing into your awareness? What are you allowing into your life? And allowing awareness to become your superpower. Oh yeah, that's a no for me. That's a negative. That's life draining. That's life sucking. That's a no. Oh, that's a yes for me. I want more of that. Yes now. Yes now. Yes now. So the negative, the stuff that's a no for you, which is funny because we're in November right now. So like November, the no stuff for you, it reminds you of the yes stuff for you. That's a no because I want that. That's my yes. And here's the thing. Your yes and no, it's not other people's yes and no. Right? So like when you're having a conversation with them, what they feel, what they believe, their truth, their belief, that's for them. It doesn't have to be yours. So when you can just have an open-minded, non-judgmental conversation, the places that it can go is amazing. You know, my son is in his early 20s and he has been so turned off by dating. Now, I know people on my live streams have been really turned off by dating as well. It's been frustrating for people. And I think it's because of this closed-minded, judgmental, are you left or right? What do you believe? You know, this kind of thing. And that's my son. He had an amazing connection with somebody recently, but their belief system was so polarizing, he had to break it off. And it broke his heart because he really was into this person, like really in, like, great connection. Oh my goodness, the energy, but the narratives and the belief system are so radical and polarizing that he couldn't even have a conversation with her. The energy was there, the connection was there, but the conversation, the words, was just out of control. Like, they didn't even match. They don't have the same worldview. And he realized that as painful as it was to break it off, it was better to do it at the beginning than let it go too far and then feeling like he couldn't. And that's another thing, is I think that a lot of people, like, it's better to be with somebody than to be alone, right? Even when you don't match vibration, they're not a perfect match for you, right? And there's a lot of people are in forced relationships, and it's like, I love them, but right? Yeah, there's a connection, there's an energy, but it's what? It's the belief system. It's this polarizing, radical time that we're in right now. It's like, you got to buy into it, right? And I'm over here going, no, you got to opt out of it, right? Opt out, opt out. That's not for me. That's not for me. I don't want to be a part of that. I think that's the game-winning move right there, especially when it comes to fulfillment, filling your cup. So now that we're at the end of the podcast, don't go anywhere, because I have some deals for you. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. I have a couple of deals. I shared the Cozy Earth with you. Now that you have a better idea of what these sponsors are about, we've been talking about coffee, right? StrongCoffeeCompany.com, 20% off. It's protein coffee. They have a powdered latte as well for people on the go. So StrongCoffeeCompany.com, 20% off. Good vibes is the deal on that. Okay, let me tell you about these leggings. They are non-toxic. They are chemical-free leggings. I love these. So I'm a leggings kind of person. I'm into yoga, hiking, all that. I love leggings, but I also dig for crystals. And when I go mining for crystals and digging for crystals, I will wear leggings underneath my pants, because my pants will be just covered in mud. And so when I get back to my car, I can just take out off the outer layer of pants and I've got leggings on. So I'm a big leggings collector. I love leggings. These leggings, again, they're designer gym leggings. They're active leggings, okay? So you can wear them anywhere. You can wear them to the gym, yoga, whatever. You can get hot and sweaty in them. But they're amazing for you. They're good for you. Non-toxic. And you're going to get 16% off. It's tonaactive.com. TonaActive. TonaActive.com. Good deals. So it's going to be good vibes at checkout for 16% off. I have another one I want to share with you, because it's Wear Playground. Again, for more active wear, but Wear Playground, they have everything. Oh my goodness. So many things to choose from. And I love the prints and the patterns on Wear Playground. So wearplayground.com, 20% off with good vibes code. What a deal, right? And then the last one, the bags are incredible. Absolutely incredible. From torin.org. It's torrain.org. 15% off. Travel and adventure gear. But let me tell you, these bags are absolutely incredible. You're going to want like every kind of bag they create. They're awesome. I'm going to get the fanny bag, the fanny pack, right? That goes around your waist for when I go mining for crystals. It's perfect. I can just load it up with crystals. So they make the best adventure bags. So good vibes as well. 15% off torrain.org, TORRAIN.org. And I have all of these deals for you. You can go over to my ex feed, Lucid Life Vibes, Patreon, where I have all of these sponsors in one place for you if you're interested. And I'm only like loading you up today because I was sharing about social media. And when you guys see, you know, content creators and podcasters like myself that are sharing these sponsors, that's how we're being supported right now. And I think it's a great energy exchange. I think it's perfect. I mean, I love their products. I'm going to shop and I'm going to save, and you can shop and you can save, and then we get supported in return. I think it's a win-win for everybody. And I'm all about energy exchange. I mean, the minute, it's interesting because one of the stories I'm going to tell, a psychic story about a horse, somebody listened to one of my podcasts. This is, it's such a cool story. They listened to a podcast and they made their way to Patreon. And then they really wanted to get an energy reading with me. So they showed up in a live stream and they asked me specific questions about themselves and then a horse. And I was like, oh, a horse? Wait a second. A white horse has been coming through. And she goes, oh, well, the horse I asked about is not white, but I have a white horse. And I'm like, oh, well, let me tell you something about this white horse. And so after her energy reading, which was unbelievable, I mean, the things I knew, I shouldn't have known. And she even was like, how do you know this? This is incredible. Like, wow. And when we got finished with the reading, I asked her, like, how did you even know about me? How did I come into your awareness? And that's when she said, I listened to a podcast. And I think what happened was when she listened to the podcast, her horse started interacting with me telepathically. And animals are super telepathic. We're going to be talking about that as well. And I already have a lot of psychic stories here in the podcast from season 2. So if you want to go back and listen to those, the bracelet is incredible. And we're going to revisit that story here as well. But energy exchange is incredible. That's what happens with all of our psychic abilities and telepathy as well. It's more of an energy exchange. It's this communication. And so it's not this reading people's minds. I mean, can I read people? Yes. Absolutely, I can. I don't psychically invade people, though. You have to be open to receiving with me. But absolutely, I can pick up on energy and what's being felt, you know, all the energy that's being put out. I can sense all that through the momentum and the cords of energy. Absolutely. But when it comes to like this idea of reading someone's mind, what are they sending out? So a lot of people are sending, and they don't even realize they're sending. Other people are just in receiving. And a lot of people are not focused on themselves. They're hyper-focused on everybody else. So a lot of people that call themselves an empath, oh, I'm so empathic, I pick up, it's because you're so focused on everybody else. Now, can we pick up on other people? Yes. And we're going to tell some of those stories. But when you can center yourself back on self, then you won't be picking up from others so often. Some of us are just more tuned in and some are just more tuned out. So some people have to tune in more to receive, right? And some of us have to tune it out a little bit because it's so overwhelming. But we're going to be diving into these topics. I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, lucidlifevibes@gmail.com, or send me an X post. I can't wait to hear from you.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.